predictions about 2024 from 100 years ago in 1924 from world leaders as far as thought leaders and scientists and doctors and just different opinionists at the time. And here we are, including why they thought we none of us would have teeth at all.
What?
A nationally syndicated advice columnist thought our eating habits would drastically change our looks. We won't have any teeth at all.
Well, they were kind of right. Huh. Did drastically change our looks. We're all obese.
Is it, will there be any?
We are.
That's true.
Yeah.
What is this guy, though? You said a columnist?
Yeah, like in a newspaper.
From 100 years ago?
100 mm-hmm. years ago. And he was nationally syndicated, so he's probably a big, the newspaper, huge deal
yes.
then, you know? And said, well, the men have any height to speak of? Will they be all girth? Well, that's true.
Yep.
Yeah, mm. We're about mm-hmm. as tall as we are wide mm-hmm. now.
We're like bowling balls.
But he thought our teeth would be gone. Another prediction from 100 years ago, and this one is partially true, working from home.
Huh.
They got that right.
That was probably yeah. so foreign to them. Mm-hmm. Because if you think of it now, we're desensitized, probably also helped with the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But I probably would think even 20 years ago, that's kind of foreign.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for most people, you heard some people that work from home, but most people, like you said, Jason, didn't even consider that as a possibility working from home
no.
until COVID.
So 100 years ago, I'm not kidding here. When were computers? When were those made?
Like the 80s?
In the 80s?
I mean, like a personal home computer.
Yeah, the home ones.
The Apple IIe and the Apple. You couldn't really work from home with those. I mean, it didn't handle enough.
Didn't exist in
no,
the 80s.
It didn't.
So yeah.
Right. And they said like an Apple computer now is like your phone, right, is like a million times more sophisticated mm-hmm. than that Apple computer. There's no way. I mean, it could probably do some adding things and stuff like that.
Things. What would you do? You had to go to the office.
And even if so, I mean, the culture was different. You had to make things with your hands.
Yes.
We didn't have the machinery. We didn't have the technology. And the fact that you couldn't sell online.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they had to go door to door.
Yeah.
You had to write things down with a pencil.
You couldn't nice. Communicate. I mean, not too long ago, I would say probably, 30 years ago, nobody communicated on a mobile phone.
No.
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 No. Rarely.
So, yeah, it was impossible to communicate. So you had to meet people out in the aisle. You had to go to the office to even communicate, or you would be like, only be able to be at a certain place at a certain time to get the phone call.
And like checking your answering machine messages on tape.
Did they have answering machines?
Oh, no, not then.
Yeah,
no,
not
I'm just saying 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You just had to pray they were home.
So there's a book called Wireless Possibilities. And 100 years ago, a guy predicted that we'd be doing most things remotely.
Huh.
And if you hate big cities, that would help. You can avoid the large cities by doing business from the comfort of your own home.
Do you think now, post-COVID, although I feel like we're hearing a lot of people who are getting COVID again.
Yeah.
Do you think a lot of people have returned to the
offices?
So. I feel like they have.
I have. Yeah. I have a brother mm-hmm. that works at American Express, which is a huge corporation, and their push is everyone back in the office. And then my mom works at Volvo and Mack as a mm-hmm. project manager, and they've pushed for definitely at least over half the week at the office and getting to the whole week.
Yeah.
Those are two big companies.
Yeah. My sisters, they have slowly though. I mean, it was like one day back, then 2 days back. And then now it's half and half.
Well, I hope more and more people do go back to the mm-hmm. office. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but I do know some people that no longer will work at the office. And there's been a loss of human connection and ways to get things done where you can't get it on the phone, especially when it comes to creativity and a meeting. And it's like you could say, well, I could just do that on the FaceTime or whatever. It's different.
It's not the same.
I can't see everybody. I can't connect with you mm-hmm. the same way. And there is some kind of almost subliminal aura that almost happens. But the thing is, if we don't do that, I think we're in big trouble because buildings and everything else are going to become vacant.
Mm-hmm.
And buildings are a huge part of the economy because so much goes into a building, not just to maintain it, but to build one. The future of building, how many jobs are attached to that? From the doorknobs to the brick to the person that installs the doorknob to the person that manufactures the doorknob to the person who gets the metal for the doorknob. I mean, it's
that's just the doorknob.
And that's just the doorknob.
Or a main building, the HVAC system. I can go on.
The electrical,
and you think
yes.
about also how people going into the office, yes, there are a lot of people who will bring their own lunch, but what about the people who are yes. going to lunch and then they're keeping restaurants afloat? And I mean, it goes on and
when
on.
When you
and
walk
on.
Down to a restaurant, mm-hmm. you're supporting the restaurant, but you might see something in the store that you impulsively buy, and it could be anything from a pack of gum. So I think it's very dangerous. The pandemic forced that quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, over time, if we evolve and we figure out different ways, but it's dangerous if we're not.
It was a nice break. I mean, we didn't have the break because we were here, you know, coming to work, which is very lonely and very, I mean, it was nice for a little bit because you're like, oh, you know, the small talk and that, but then you start to miss that. And it's not only the lack of personal communication, but it's also a total breakdown in communication.
Yeah,
where it then falls on, oh, I thought I sent that email. And then
we're all getting a million emails. Yes. There's responses. And did I miss something?
And there's then, so many variables. It could be even something that happens. How many times does this happen when you just walk down the hall and all of a sudden I look at you and you say something. I'm like, hey, what about all of a sudden that? Well, that's missing now. Like that sparked an idea, creativity. We go off. Well, let's do that tomorrow. That is totally gone because I would never have seen you walk down the hall for that to happen or that connection or what are you looking at? What is that?
Uh-huh.
That's all gone.
It's like out of sight, out of mind.
Let me run up real quick and get an answer.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or wherever it is you work, let me run over to their office real quick and get an answer. Now it's like, well, I'll have to wait for the email to come back.
Yeah.
I mean, wait.
It's not as effective.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so a prediction from 100 years ago said we'd be working from home, and there's not that far off. You know, they didn't have the pandemic. Mm-hmm. A couple more real quick from 1924 thought leaders saying how the world would be this year in 2024. 75 years old would seem young. A British politician predicted life expectancy to be at least 100 years old. He is the Jason Goodman School of Thought and still feel fairly young at 75. I don't know, but still the age expectancy does not bear that out.
But more and more older people are staying more active.
That's true.
And we have more medication and more physical therapy and the knowledge to make your body last longer.
But the life expectancy actually has gone down recently in the country, mainly because of the fentanyl and also COVID at one point, they said.
Yeah.
But eventually, I do think we're going to be till 300 years old.
It seems like a long time.
I don't think it's too long to live.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I couldn't handle it.
As long as my body works.
Yeah, that's the whole point. It's like regenerative stuff.
Mm.
I'd be divorced like 15 times.
Damn.
I couldn't handle it. And plus, guys can have kids forever. You'd be having a baby at like 290.
Oh, wow.
Got my girlfriend. She's 24.
Daddy can't play with you.
He's a baller, man. He's like 260 years older than her.
And
gross.
Then we'd be like baller, and then we'd be like, they do have stuff in common.
Yeah, right.
They do. They're in love.
Yeah, it's not that he's been rich for 150 years.
I think everybody is going to not get older. It's going to stop the aging process. So somebody that's 24 and somebody that's 84 is going to look similar.
Okay.
Well, Harvard scientists say it's all in the blood. It's all, if they can figure a way to reverse the blood is what ages you.
That's what they do. That's what
everything's about the blood.
The scientists now are on that trail right now, Jared.
They said the blood is everything.
Is that why they put the blood on your face for the vampire facials? I think so, because of the whatever.
Tom Hanks eating young babies.
Yeah,
drinking
that's why
their blood.
Young babies.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah. That was a conspiracy theory. Like, do you really believe that?
Yeah.
Two more real quick. Cities would be totally rebuilt around cars. That is kind of true. Cities are built around highway systems.
Yeah.
Or highway systems, I guess, are built around cars. That's kind of true. From 100 years ago, and back then, there was, you know, barely any cars.
Like a
at
city
all.
Bus.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, and then another one that would be cool, but did not happen yet. Everyone would be flying to work. A real estate mogul in New York in 1924 said the airplane was still in its infancy, which was true, but we'd all be using them. Quote, I'll be there every day. Or be an everyday occurrence for the businessman to fly from home to office and back to home again on a daily basis.
It'd be cool.
Well, there was airplanes used to be all business. If you went on an airplane, everybody was in a suit and it was all about work. Now it's not like that nearly as much. I mean, you don't hardly see suits on an airplane. But
I think it's the demise of the country. I think you should be required.
Airplanes, they seem like they dress even more in pajamas sometimes.
Yes, it does seem like when you get on an airplane, it's your license to dress like a slob.
I think it's to people want to be comfortable on the long flight.
I don't, but that your comfort is making me uncomfortable.
I dress with my sneakers.
I dress. I mean, I'll be basketball shorts and a t-shirt.
Mm. No, I don't. You're part of the problem.
Yeah. I agree with you. I like the look.
Yeah.
Even the old school baseball and football games, you look in the audience, the stands, women are wearing dresses and men are wearing suits. I'm like, I like the like the dress, but then I'm like, I would hate to go to an NFL game wearing a full suit.
Yeah, that'd be miserable.
Like, I like the way it looks, but for me, no thank you.
Yeah, but on an airplane, I like the way temperature it looks controlled.
I mean, as a missionary, when we were flying back, I was wearing a suit, and you do feel more like, you know. But then now?
You have pride in yourself.
Flying to Orlando to walk around an amusement park?
Yeah.
My ball shorts.
Part of the problem.
And a lot of times you just feel a plane can be uncomfortable at times.
Yeah.
So you try to make yourself
Because you're sitting next to somebody who's in ball shorts and a t-shirt.
Well,
and his flip-flops, and probably takes his flip-flops off.
I don't do that.
Katie, that's disgusting. I wear Crocs.
Great.
Crocs, no socks. Get it right.
Even better with foot fungus.